from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto.
One, two,
ladies and gentlemen.
Roz,
yes,
and Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Huge anniversary today. In 1988, 30 years ago, Andrew Lloyd Webber's Phantom of the Opera opened on Broadway.
Oh.
It is now the longest running Broadway show in history. That is a milestone. That
Damn.
Is a massive achievement.
Have I ever seen Phantom? I don't think so.
No? I've seen Phantom a bunch of times.
I know about it.
Yeah.
It's some dude that's just like creeping on a girl.
Yeah.
And he's wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, but it's lovely though.
It's the best show ever.
The way to...
I don't know, man.
There's only one way we can celebrate 30 years of Phantom of the Opera on this show, and that is heading back to the Johnny Depp School of Acting. So the Johnny Depp School of Acting, the story goes Johnny Depp, far too famous and far too busy to actually memorize lines when he's shooting a movie. So the story goes is that he pays somebody to sit with his script on set, and he wears an earpiece in his ear, and then this person feeds him the lines as he's just on set, which, as we've discovered, is very difficult to do.
Very.
So we're going to do that again here now. Dammit Maury has an earpiece in his ear. I will be feeding Dammit Maury's lines to him. Mm-hmm. Dammit Maury will be playing Phantom. Mocha, you will be playing the part of Christine.
The girl that's getting stalked?
The other half of the love story.
Okay,
here we go. Johnny Depp School of Acting, 30-year anniversary, Phantom of the Opera. Maury and Mocha, take one and action.
I remember there was a mist, swirling mist, upon a vast, glassy lake.
Damn you, you pine pent, you little demon. This is what you wanted to see. You dying in Delilah. You freak, you freak, you curse you.
Okay, what?
Okay, you want to try that again?
Dying in Delilah? Sure, I guess we should.
We'll try that again. Okay. Phantom of the Opera, Johnny Depp School of Acting, and take two.
I remember there was a mist, swirling mist, upon a vast glassy lake.
Damn you, you pine cone, you little demon, you little wanted to see that curses you, you little Delilah, you viper, you can never curse you.
You caught me a pine cone at first?
Yeah, yeah. All right. Let's continue. Guys, just keep going. Thank you. And action.
My God, who is this man?
Strangers in the night, you is there, look, we carefully think of you this well, it's you the gargoyle, you
Pause.
Prince in hell.
It sounds like the Phantom's having a stroke. No joke.
Yeah. Okay. Are you okay? We have to check in on the health and safety. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just reading what I say.
Okay.
Can we pick it up?
Yeah, let's pick it up. Mocha, with your line, my God, who is this man?
Okay.
Okay, and action!
My God, who is this man?
Stranger than you, tree in dreams, looking barons in the themes, you gargoyle, you burn in hell, you secretly yearn and secretly, but Christine, verbatim and true, you learn to see, you find the man beside this osher, his carcass, and it seems to be a beast, it seems to be a beauty, secretly.
It is perfectly apparent to me how this thing lasted 30 years on Broadway, by the way.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So the other day, my kid said something, and then I was like, oh, yeah. And she went, psych.
Yo, your kid flamed you hard.
And I was really quite happy about that because psych. And the other thing that's come back that I'm really happy about is I think she said that she loved me. And then I was like, oh, thank you. And she went, not. And the idea that psych and not have made their way to young kids actually sort of warms my heart.
And
because
she's 8 now.
She's 8 because there's a bunch of sayings that and just sort of ways of saying things that we had when we were younger that I fear will not make it to next generations. And so I was kind of warm my heart a little bit that psych and not have made their way into young kids' vocabularies.
Sure.
Like I really miss saying booyah when something goes my way.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Sure.
I miss walking up to somebody and going, give me some skin, you know?
Like, yo, you get arrested for that.
I know, but you never, I know, but you never said that. Like, you never high five somebody.
Sure. Or like, back in the
you
day,
know what I mean?
Like, give me some skin.
Yeah, give me some skin. Right? I only got my driver's license this year, so I completely missed out on telling somebody that I was going to burn rubber.
Oh my God.
People don't say burn rubber anymore.
Nobody says. I think anyone who has ever used the term burn rubber has probably died now.
Yeah, thank you. Also, when did we stop saying when one of your friends like made a mistake? When did we stop saying smooth move, X-Lax?
I think like the early 90s.
Right?
Right.
But why did we stop saying that? That was a great saying. Smooth move, X-Lax.
Like, I don't know. Does X-Lax even exist anymore?
I don't know. Does X-Lax exist?
I don't think that.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't think that it exists anymore. That's why people don't
X-Lax
say
X-Lax has to exist.
Man, let me look it up.
But also, the one that I really miss the most and the one that I fear is gone forever is that we all have smartphones now. And because we all have smartphones, people no longer ask somebody what time it is, and therefore you are no longer presented with the opportunity to answer with half past a freckle and a quarter to my ass.
Oh my God, I remember that one.
Right?
Yeah, I totally forgot about that one.
I used to just, I would wait for somebody to ask me what time it was.
But the trick is, because that line is so funny.
Yeah.
You have to make sure you say it all in one sentence without laughing.
Yes, which is very difficult to do.
It's very difficult.
Yeah, it's very difficult to do. But I fear now that because we all know what time it is 24 hours a day, nobody asks anybody what time it is anymore.
Hey, Ross, right? What time is it?
Half past a freckle and a quarter to my ass.
By the way, X-Lax still does exist.
Does it? Okay.
It does, yeah.
Okay.
I can print off a coupon right now if you want for to save a dollar.
But yeah, I'm sad that that a lot of these fantastic sayings are just not going to be. Yeah.
Do you have the time?
Stop it. Yeah, I do. It's half past for heckling a quarter of my ass.
Actually, you know what I did want to say is that shirt that you're wearing today, Maury, is really nice.
Is it?
Nah.
Thank you.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
You guys want to play Pinched?
New game alert.
New game alert. Okay.
This is Pinched.
Play. All right. So the way Pinched works, trivia game, Maury versus Mocha. In between them, they have a stack of wooden clothes pegs. I will ask each of you guys questions. Get a question wrong or fail to give an answer, and your opponent gets to take one of those clothes pegs and pinch it anywhere on your body that they see fit.
Okay.
Okay, so first, Mocha, can I hear your buzzer? Maury, can I hear your buzzer? One more time, Mocha? One more time, Maury. Okay, gentlemen, your categories today are #, and below the belt.
Oh.
Mocha, I believe you got to choose the category first last time. So, Maury, we will allow you to choose the category
first.
I knew he was going to say that.
All right. These don't lie, even when you're shaking them. Maury.
Hips.
Correct.
Because Shakira.
Right. Okay. Now, Maury, you get to take a clothes peg and put it anywhere on Mocha. Where is he going with this?
Nose.
Oh, the nose.
Where on my nose?
Which part of the nose? Oh, the nostril. Right on the nostril.
Oh. Ow!
Oh.
Oh.
God, we've seen that move so many times as the first move in Pinched.
Yeah, and it hurts every single time.
All right, gentlemen. Question two. Those meaty things above your knees. Maury.
Thighs.
Yes, correct.
You should see my meaty ones.
Okay. Maury now going in for close peg number two. Right on the lip. Right on the corner of the lip. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. It fell. Oh, God. It's just hanging out. Oh, God.
Oh my God, I think I cut my lip. Or I think Maury cut my lip.
No. Okay. Did me put it back?
No.
Oh, God. Oh, it's just hanging off, too. It's just hanging
really
off.
This really sucks.
Okay. Gentlemen, are you ready?
Yeah.
The category again is still below the belt. This little piggy went to market.
Maury got it.
The little piggy.
Incorrect. Mocha.
Your pinky toe.
No, incorrect.
Baby toe.
No, this little piggy went to market was the big toe, gentlemen.
Oh no!
So this one's moot. This one's moot.
Okay, and final question in the category of below the belt. Sounds like a baby cow, but they're not. Maury.
Calf.
Yes.
I'm so good below the belt.
The first thing that came to my mind was veal, and I was like, well, it's not veal.
I will say this. Maury just dominated Mocha below the belt. Okay, Maury, you get to put another clothes peg on Mocha. Oh, he's going right on his throat. Oh, his throat skin. Oh, no. I will say this. Maury has no clothes pegs on him. Okay, gentlemen, moving on to the category of hashtag.
Yeah.
I will give you the caption. You give me the appropriate hashtag that would go along with it.
Okay.
Hey, she was right. A spoonful of sugar does help the medicine go down. Maury.
Hashtag winning.
No. Hey, she was right. A spoonful of sugar really does help the medicine go down.
Hashtag Mary Poppins?
Mocha.
Hashtag Mary Poppins.
Correct. You just gave him the answer, Maury.
You're welcome, so be nice.
Okay, I want you to feel.
Can I suggest?
No. Maury, open your mouth because I want you to feel this.
Oh, God, right on the corners of the mouth. Yeah. Okay, gentlemen, the hashtag, I will give you the caption. You give me the appropriate hashtag.
Okay.
OMG, my heart stopped and I have no brain activity. Maury.
Hashtag dead?
Yes.
Oh, no. I was going to say that.
Oh. Okay.
Where are you going,
Maury? Going back in. Oh, the eyebrow now.
Ow. Ow, you almost caught me in the eye.
Oh, God. He's got a tiny little bit of eyebrow skin in there.
Oh, snap.
Can you help me?
Okay, gentlemen, just a couple more questions here. For hashtag, Maury, do you have any sevens? Mocha.
Hashtag go fish?
Yes.
Sorry. I feel like a boxer. My whole face is swollen right now.
One of your eyes is watering. Your eyes watering.
Okay. I'm going to go on your nose as well.
Okay. Oh, God. Oh.
You're scraping.
Mocha has his hand right on top of Maury's head. No. And he's just pushing it in his nose right now.
Okay.
He just said fudge. Yeah, he just said fudge. Here. Okay. Oh. Okay. Last question, the category of hashtag, gentlemen, again, the game is pinched. I'm wearing very little, I'm super wet, and I should avoid the deep part because I'm not very good at it. Maury.
Hashtag swimming.
Yes. Hashtag swimming is
the answer. I was too busy laughing.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, where's it on the other eyebrow?
Ah!
Oh, God, this looks like it hurts so much. Oh, no. Mocha has so many clothes pegs on his face, his skin is actually sagging. Like, it looks like he's melting a little bit. That's it. So, Maury.
Did I win?
You won, Maury.
Wow. Oh, my gosh, I love your categories today.
Maury has won two. Mocha has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
How do I look, guys?
Fabulous.
And that's how you play Pinch.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz, my kid's only 9 months old right now, but I'll tell you, I cannot wait to travel with Air Transat and take advantage of this kids club they got.
Yeah, traveling is fun. Traveling with kids can often be a nightmare. With Kids Club, you get that dedicated family check-in counter, pre-boarding, which is an absolute must when you got kids, priority baggage handling, and then there's a whole bunch of stuff on the actual plane that they do for kids to keep them occupied, because a bored kid on a plane is where the nightmare starts.
Turns into a loud kid on a plane.
Yes.
Choose from a variety of family-friendly resorts as well, where kids stay and eat for free. Plus, when you become a Kids Club member, you will automatically be entered to win a trip.
And Air Transat's Kids Club is open to all kids 2 to 11. You register for free, and to do that, just go to airtransat.com.
And right now, we're going to take a phone call. Hello, it's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
This is Diesel Sheldon.
Diesel?
Sheldon.
Oh, Sheldon. Did you say Diesel at first, though? Like, is that your nickname?
Yeah, my nickname's Diesel.
Oh, Diesel. Oh, okay. Okay.
Like
Sheldon, what's going on?
Sheldon.
Okay, Dizzle.
Yeah, I want to send a shout out.
Okay.
I want to send a shout out to Andrew, Piggy, Richard, the whole M Squad.
Who are the M Squad?
Malton.
Mafia? What?
Malton.
Oh, Malton.
Nobody with a criminal record, though, right?
That's right. That's right.
Are you sure about that?
I'm 100% sure.
What do you guys do? Like, are you a gang?
Oh, no. We just work every day. We just, you know, do our thing.
Oh, these are just like your dudes.
Yeah, my dudes.
Oh, okay. What do you guys do for a living?
We do moving everything, you know? We do everything. Anything you can think of. Mechanics, body work.
What do you do for fun?
I make music.
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
What kind of music?
Hip-hop, pop, everything. Trap, reggae.
Can you bust a freestyle for us right now?
I could bust a freestyle.
Yeah,
all right, hold on. Here, let me give you a beat, okay?
All right.
See if you can hear this.
Yeah. Do you know how many people would kill for this opportunity on this show, bro?
For real.
For real.
All right, you ready?
Ready.
All right.
Yo. Yo, I'm on the Roz and Mocha show. We make money. In order, you know, we make dough. I got the flow. I like to rap. I got that. I got make it like that. We do it like this in the morning, 8:30. Got it.
You can't keep on beat. You're like Daniel Moore. You can't keep on beat.
I don't know if you can. Can you hear the beat, bro?
Not really, you know.
Oh.
Okay, hold on here. Maury, come in here and do a beat with your mouth. Do a beatbox for him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay, Maury's going to give you a beat, Dizzle.
All right.
And don't blow this.
That's what you said.
Okay, don't blow this. Maury's going to give you a beat. You want to count them in, Mocha?
Okay,
please?
Ready?
Yeah.
Maury?
Yeah.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
I like to rap, I like to do my thing. I can hardly hear the beat, but I got gold on my ring. The diamonds, everything is nice that I see. The life I live, coming from the M-Town, you see. This is where we be, doing what I gotta do, being me. I like to rap, I write lyrics, I compose the beat. And wake up in the AM, I rose to my feet.
What the hell was that last part, Maury?
It's called squeeze the mustard.
All right, Dizzle. Thank you for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show. Shout out to the M Squad.
All right. Thank you.
Right, take care, brother.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Last week ended with Friday being Spouses Day. Dedicated to recognizing spouses everywhere for the kind and thoughtful and thankful and the security they bring and all this other stuff for your long-term relationship.
Loving stuff.
I'm long-term. Mocha's long-term. Maury's long-term. But Maury, Dammit Maury, and his husband, Dammit Matthew, have an unusual relationship, a very particular relationship. And there's a lot of rules involved. And one of the main rules, rule one, if it's not one, it's two. What's rule one? Not allowed to, no bare feet in the bed, right? That's rule one. Rule two has to be, don't ever call me at work.
Oh, no. That's true. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Maury's not allowed to call Matthew at work because Matthew, very busy, high-pressure job. The last thing he wants to do is hear from Maury. But it was Spouses Day. And so what is this? Maury just calling to wish Matthew a happy Spouses Day?
While Matthew is at work.
Oh, no.
Breaking rule number two.
Oh, no.
Matthew speaking.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to wish you a very happy National Spouse Day.
Oh, that's the thing?
Yeah, it's a day that we celebrate our spouse. That's you and me.
Okay,
together
great.
Forever.
Okay. I'm at work. Okay, love you too.
Okay, happy
talk
spouse
to you later.
Day. Happy Spouse Day.
Okay, happy Spouse Day. Great. Okay, bye.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Hi. Sorry to bother. You know how I called you earlier? I'm not happy. I know. I'm not happy with how we sort of left it. I just thought that, you know, it's Spouse Day, and it'd be kind of cute if I called you during the day.
Maury, honestly, couldn't this be over a text?
A text? Who does? You can't text those kind of lovey-dovey things. I want you to hear my voice and the tone in which I am saying Happy Spouse Day.
Use emojis.
That's not heartfelt.
Okay, great. Love you. Bye.
I'll see you when you get home. I'm going to make dinner for you.
Okay, yeah, you better.
Any requests?
Maury, this all could be done on text message, okay? I'm in the middle of stuff. Bye.
Happy
love you.
Day, okay.
Happy Spouse Day. I really do love you. Okay, bye. You have got to be kidding me. This better not be about National Spouse Day.
It's about National Spouse Day.
Okay, honestly, you're trying to really piss me off.
I just want to know if you told anybody else there that I called about National Spouse Day.
No, nobody gives a damn about National Spouse Day right now.
Well, I do, and that's why I'm calling you. I just want to make
sure. Okay, well, some of us are busy writing press releases.
I know, but what would happen if you saw on Twitter that it was National Spouse Day and I didn't wish you a happy
National Spouse Day? I'm not on Twitter. I'm busy working.
Yeah, but now you can go and tell all those, your coworkers, like, that I called.
It's not about you.
Yeah, but I mean...
Maury,
yeah.
We're going to talk about this when I get home.
Okay, love you.
Love you too.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Let me tell you a couple reasons why golf bothers me. So
here
golf...
We go.
No. Okay, golf, I learned very early on in life that something that's fun about golf is you can have a couple of drinks, jump in a cart, and just run around and hit things. Okay, that's fun. That's the fun aspect of golf. But what you learn in about golf very early on is that it's the one place where your best friend or even your father will just lie to you.
Huh?
Okay, on a golf course. Everybody who's ever golfed with their dad has at one time looked at their dad when the dad goes, that's a five for me. And you're like, Pops, and I saw you kicking on the fairway. No, it's a five. And then you write down five because it's your
father.
Listen to your father. And golf is also the other thing where people who are really, really terrible at golf will duff a shot and freak out like they're a professional. Right. And I'm always like, you're not good enough to get that mad.
Sure.
So just chill out. Or when, a guy that you work with is about to tee off and then somebody farts or cracks a joke and he blames them for ruining his swing.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, you broke my concentration.
There's no concentrating here. Golf is too precious of a sport. And Tiger Woods over the weekend was putting for birdie. And
I don't even know what that means.
Okay, so.
What do you mean putting for birdie?
He's putting. He
was subbing for a guy named birdie?
No, he's putting. He's just trying to get it into the hole.
Okay.
And some guy in the gallery as Tiger Woods is putting yells, get in the hole before Tiger actually hits the ball.
No.
And then Tiger misses. So listen to this. Yeah, listen.
Blade of grass outside the right edge. He can keep the pace on this. It's going up the hill.
In the hole!
Yeah. Oh, that was in the middle of the straight. That was awful.
That's about golf is everybody is just so precious. Whether you're a professional or just a guy who golfs once a year, as soon as you walk onto a golf course, people become so precious, right? And the idea of this whole staying silent thing that you're going to ruin somebody's concentration, you can't tell me, okay, that Tiger Woods requires absolute silence and that amount of concentration to sink a 5-foot putt. But yet Edwin Encarnacion can stand at the plate and have 60,000 people yelling at him and he can hit something coming at him 100 miles an hour with a bat. You can't tell me that Tiger Woods needs a higher level of concentration than somebody in Major League Baseball. It's absurd.
Do you think the PGA have ever experimented with some of the top players in the game?
Yeah.
To play a round of golf with nothing but screaming fans.
I think they should.
Like, have they ever, like, it's not absurd.
Yeah.
To think that maybe it
might be a
little bit
more.
No, but
in their off days when they're playing with
exciting.
Their friends and doing mini putt and stuff like that, there are people chatting and arguing and yelling.
No, there's not. No, there's not.
You can't tell me Tiger Woods, like, on his own time.
No, I'm telling you more.
On silence.
No, I'm telling you. Even when you're just golfing with your jabronis, right? When you're all just sitting there goofing and having a drink, when one of your jabronis walks up to tee off, everybody just instinctually is quiet at that second.
But whenever I've played mini putt, there's music playing.
It's different, don't worry. It's different. But you can't tell me the level of concentration that Tiger Woods needs to sink a 5-foot putt is higher level than somebody in pro baseball.
I've never golfed before, right?
Yeah.
But I understand.
It's an expensive habit.
That, like, I guess it's always been that way where you have to be quiet.
I just assume that's
part of the rules of the game,
yes,
right?
It is.
But I'm always curious to know if they've ever taken any of the top players, both male and female, and place them in an environment that is just super, super loud. People cheering, chanting, right? Music yes. being played, and let them try to play that game the exact yeah. same way.
Like, it was like this guy. Play the Tiger Woods guy again.
Oh, this is the best.
Blade of grass outside the bright edge. He can keep the pace on this. It's going up the hill.
No! Oh,
the look on Tiger Woods' face, that he's just so disappointed. He's just disgusted. Like, oh, he's God. Just disgusted.
Please let this be a regular thing at every golf game. Somebody's yelling out in the hole.
Oh, no, they do. In every golf game, somebody yells get in the hole, but after the ball is hit.
Oh. Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
What a day, man.
It just started.
Maury's all season's almost got us killed this morning.
Oh, no, really? Yeah. Where? On the Gardner or on Jarvis?
No, just getting onto the highway.
Okay.
Slipping and sliding all over the joint because he refuses to put winter tires on.
I don't know why you don't just make the investment, Maury. Like, you spent,
it's terrifying.
Like, here's the thing. Don't say that you don't have the money, because you have the money to spend on some of the most ridiculous things that you own right now.
Yeah, but I want to spend money on things I want, not what I need.
Yeah, but you need winter tires,
man. You need winter tires. Especially on that little ass Yaris.
I know exactly how to get out of a spin.
No, I don't think you do.
Yeah, you go. You turn the wheel the opposite direction.
No, you don't.
Yes, if you're spinning this way, you turn this way.
Did you learn nothing?
I know I'm right.
But you're supposed to turn the same direction.
No, you're
as
not.
I will bet you $1,000 right now, Maury.
I'll bet you a dollar.
Nope, $1,000 right now.
Okay, hold on here. I think we can find a common ground here, because Mocha's wanting a $1,000 bet.
Man, let me see how much money I got in my pocket.
And Maury's wanting a $1 bet. There has to be a place
here,
we can
meet
in the middle.
Here, I got $5 in my pocket
okay,
right now.
Okay, how about $5,
you
Maury?
You have $5, Maury?
I have a McDonald's coffee card with two stamps on it.
Nope, $5.
Okay, do you have any cash on you whatsoever?
I can get cash.
Well,
there's a bank machine.
You have
downstairs.
Nothing on you at all?
I don't
you carry
cash.
No emergency.
I tap everywhere I go.
You have,
tap,
no,
tap,
you have no emergency, nothing, huh?
Tapping.
Okay. How do we figure this out? I'm no expert. I'd love to solve this for you guys, but
Google.
You know me.
Just to recap, I say you turn the wheel the opposite direction in which you are spinning.
Okay. The opposite direction of which you are sliding.
That's right.
Right?
If you're sliding to the right, you turn your wheel to the left.
Okay.
No, you're supposed to turn in the direction. Your wheels are supposed to go in the direction that you are sliding. So if you're sliding to the right, because then you have better control of the car.
Okay, if you slide, this is icyroadsafety.com. Does that sound reputable to you guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on here. Okay, so what do we know here about sliding on ice in icy conditions? Here are the 3 points to remember about. Okay, so if you're sliding and fishtailing at all, it means that you're going too fast for the conditions. If you drive at a safe speed on ice and snow, blah, 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 and avoid sudden braking, acceleration, and or turns, you won't need to worry about correcting anything
because
as much as better the outcome.
Wobbling.
Now, the higher the speed, the more difficult it is to correct the slide. Most slides or fishtails that happen above 70 kilometers an hour require very quick and precise steering to correct, and are beyond the ability of most drivers to successfully manage. Maury, I imagine that it takes a driver who at least uses their rearview mirror once a trip to be able to pull this off. Okay.
Truth.
They say don't hit your brakes. Braking triggers slides and makes existing slides worse. They say turn into the slide.
Sorry,
turn your wheel in the direction the back of the vehicle is sliding.
The back of the vehicle.
Thank you.
Yes.
So who's right?
And
Maury.
Then it says, don't panic and don't overreact. Don't use your brakes. So it says, turn into the slide.
Into the slide.
The way your back is sliding.
Okay, so turn your front wheel in the same direction as the rear of the vehicle is sliding.
Exactly.
You've also heard about turning into the slide. These both mean the exact same thing. For example, if the back of your car slides to the right, turn the wheel to the right.
If your back of the car, meaning your front is going to the, if your back is going to the right, your front is going to the left.
Where does it say that in that article?
He just said back.
Okay, let's take a phone call, and I'm also going to try and find a video.
Yo, is Maury right or wrong?
I don't know, man. I'm hoping you can tell us.
I think he's right.
Yeah?
I don't think so. I don't think you're supposed to turn opposite of the way that you're sliding.
Yeah, I think he's right, man. I think
we need a definitive. We don't need I thinks.
How to handle a skid on ice. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
So this is What do you do if you skid on ice?
So the subject matter today is what to do.
I said this already.
Skid on ice.
Gotcha.
If the car skids, you want to steer the car in the direction of the skid. Take your foot off the accelerator. Pump the brake if you need to use the brake.
Okay.
And if you have to steer the car, you steer the car in the direction of the skid. If the
boom!
Get in here, Maury.
In your face!
Okay.
The way the skid is, it's your back tires that skid. I'm right.
You never said that at the beginning.
No, I'm going the opposite direction in which you're sliding.
You only started saying that when Roz was reading the article just now.
No, but I said the opposite direction in which you were sliding.
But he just said...
No, you didn't. You never said that, Maury.
Yes, I said if you're sliding to the right, you turn to the left.
You never said that, I promise you.
Those are exactly what I said.
Yeah, Maury. Okay, so wait. Maury, you just said turn in the opposite direction of which you're sliding.
Yes.
Right? Now listen.
And if you have to steer the car, you steer the car in the direction of the skid.
No, he's wrong.
Come on. I think you may both be talking about the same thing. You may just be saying it differently, though.
Yeah, Maury's saying it wrong. I'm saying it right.
Hey. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
We were talking yesterday about, I guess, like comfort food and foods that help you sleep and snacks and everybody's own weirdo little habits. And Maury, you had said that if you need help falling asleep, you go for food.
Always.
Okay. If you also have trouble dealing with work, you go for food. If you have trouble with your family, you go for food. If you have trouble with that, you go for food.
If you're hungry, you go for food.
Okay. So your snack of choice was rather particular because your snack of choice was a slice of apple, peanut butter, a piece of egg on it, and then cheese, all sort of in one bite.
Yeah.
And so you have everything here today.
I did. I brought it in. Okay. I have my apple. Which I will put into slices.
Okay. Oh, wow. Just like that, huh?
Yeah.
You got one of those little As Seen on TV apple slicers?
Yeah, this is my apple slicers.
Look at that.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Can I tell you, though?
Yeah.
This thing?
Yeah.
We got the same one at home?
Yeah.
Bomb.
Is it
Love
great?
It.
Oh. What's that thing called?
An apple slicer.
Oh, okay. So, okay, never mind that.
Did you think it had a fancy name?
Well, why wouldn't it have a fancy name?
Yeah, this is the bomb.
Okay, so Maury, make your snack the way that you normally would.
Okay, and then I have an egg slicer. Okay. Equally as cool.
Hold on, let's see.
Okay, so Maury has the egg slicer with all the little piano wires on it that just slices down through an egg. Okay, cool. I get that. Oh, look at that. Perfectly sliced. I don't like my eggs that thinly sliced, though.
Why?
I don't know. It's something about it. They're hard to handle. It falls apart on me.
Okay.
So Maury's going to... So what do you do now? You take a piece of apple.
Piece of apple.
Okay.
Grab a slice of... and I have to open up the peanut butter.
Okay. Okay, so you get a piece of apple, peanut butter with a spoon.
And if you're doing this at home, smooth peanut butter.
Okay. So... What are you doing?
Oh, Maury! You're eating that one though.
Why?
So you're taking
because you just took your big fat dirty thumb and he scooped the peanut butter off of the spoon onto the.
Okay, so hold that up to the camera there, Maury. You've made a stack. So it's apple on the bottom, then a thick layer of peanut butter, then a slice of hard-boiled egg, then a piece of cheddar cheese on top.
And you put the peanut butter in between, so it sort of holds. It's the glue.
Yes. Okay. So now what do you now?
I'm
what gonna
do feed
you
it to Mocha.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. Are you ready for this?
How's he supposed to eat this?
Yeah. Try it.
Okay.
Try it. You got to, and you have to put the whole thing in there too, because I don't think you're going to be able to bite it.
So open wide so I can stick it in.
Yeah. Open up. Okay. There you go. How's that, Mocha?
And be honest, it's great.
So far.
You just got the egg, huh?
Yeah. I ate it too.
Yeah. You just got that egg. How is it right now? So this is apple, peanut butter, egg, and cheese.
Did you want one?
No, Maury, I'm good.
Blue.
How is it?
This is so gross.
Is it?
I can't even talk. My mouth is so dry.
The idea of how putting a piece of cheese with peanut butter and a egg in your mouth is like, you might as well have a sponge in there.
Dude. The peanut butter,
The
egg, and the cheese is like drying. It's like even sucking all the moisture from the apple.
You look like your tongue got swole, like you got stung by a bee, and you sound like you have a big swollen tongue.
I don't like this
you
at all.
You don't, huh?
No.
Maury, have you eaten your piece yet?
I just had three while he's talking.
How is that? So would you recommend that?
Never. Never. No.
Maury, what do you call that? Is there a name for it?
No, I have not named this yet.
Maybe you should.
I would call it.
Why don't we leave it up to the people?
Sure.
Okay, Mocha, your name for it would be what? Garbage, I assume, right?
Totally gross. Okay. Never again.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Big up Alessia Cara once again. Grammy Award winner, Alessia Cara.
I like
wonder what
that.
She's going to do with that trophy.
Yeah, I don't know. You always think you're going to do stuff, and like we've won stuff before. Not a Grammy, but like we've won stuff. Like you collect things,
sure,
plaques, trophies, this kind of stuff. And when I was younger, I was always like, oh man, if I ever won anything, like you'd treat it well and put
you're proud.
They're literally everything that I've ever won is either in a box or just stacked on a shelf somewhere.
Yeah,
like it just not. It just, I don't know.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, doesn't, I guess doesn't, it anything doesn't really that I've mean, ever, yeah. any trophy or anything that I've ever won,
yeah.
In a box somewhere in my parents' basement.
Yeah, and for me, the ones that really shock me that I don't display, it's not the ones that you win for work, it's the ones that I've won for my looks. Because there's nothing more important in this world than being recognized for your looks. Right, I'll tell you that right now.
Okay.
Having been recognized for both talent and looks means way more.
So what did you get for, like, you got, like, Canada's
yeah,
most
I've been on a most beautiful.
Oh,
I've been
most
on
beautiful,
a most,
beautiful.
Fashionable. I've been the sexiest. You
yes.
name it. Like, check off all the categories that have to do with somebody's looks, and I've won it. Shock, I know. Shocking. And
here we go. And those what?
Those are always the ones that mean the most.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because they should.
Please, nobody listen to this.
Yeah,
man.
I know.
So what
this
did
is
you?
Why, this is why kids don't want to play dates with my kid. By the way,
what did
I'm
you?
Just joking. That's why parents are terrified.
So what did you? What did you do with those awards?
I don't know. I you collect stuff. Like for me, the idea of getting something is better than the idea of having it. Does that make sense?
Yes, I agree.
Right? I want the accolades for stuff, or I want the
achievement.
But
you don't want the stuff.
But I just want
the physical stuff that comes along with it.
Yeah, the physical stuff, I have no place for it. Like, Catherine takes care of all the art in the house. She's better at that than I am. And, you know, as much as I would love to have all the awards that I've won for my looks displayed in
all
the house.
Three.
Like six.
Has it been six?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Like six.
Okay, but really, who's keeping count?
Me.
You actually display them?
No, I don't. That's what I'm saying. They just stack somewhere. I don't even know where
they are. But they're above ground.
What do you mean above ground?
Oh, because all my hockey trophies are like in the cage three levels down.
Yeah.
Hockey
trophies. Listen, I'm not talking about something that somebody gives you for participating when you're six. That's not a real, trophy.
I was 13.
Okay, same thing.
And my water baby's trophy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so if I went into a grown man's house and I saw a water baby's trophy on his shelf, I'm turning around and walking right back out
again.
Right, I'm going to call the police. Yeah, I would.
You might want to look into this guy. There's something going on in there. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but you're the professionals. Yeah. Go figure it out.
Go figure that out.
Water babies.
The Roz and Mocha Show. Podcast.
Somebody left a tampon on Maury's door this morning.
What? What do you mean? Like on his door?
Like a package. Like it was delivered by FedEx. Right when you opened the door, it was just there.
Wait. Okay, so a package of tampons.
No, just a single tampon was left on Maury's doorstep.
Like by accident?
No, it was deliberate. And by the looks of it, they were trying to make a point. If you know what I'm getting at.
Was it used?
Yeah.
No, it was not.
Yeah. Yeah. So Maury had super loud neighbors that were upstairs last night.
Yeah.
And like, what were they doing? They were throwing toilet paper
on
your...
paper and lit cigarettes off the balcony. They were stomping around.
Pause for 1 second. Why do you say balcony and not balcony?
I don't know. Is there not an E?
Not where you think it is, though.
Balcony.
No,
no,
balcony.
You're saying balcony.
You're saying balcony.
Balcony, balcony.
Balcony.
Balcony. I think balcony's easier.
Balcony?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, continue.
So these are the people who are living...
Upstairs.
Yes.
Directly above you.
Directly above.
Right.
Now, are they... Is it Airbnbers or...
It's leased for a year.
Leased for a year. Okay. So these are not the people or the unit that you're having problems with who are on your floor kind of like directly across from you.
No.
No, that's a weekend problem.
No.
This is a weekday problem.
Yeah.
So
they were partying.
Are,
they were loud. They had like a house full of
on a
of
Tuesday
people.
Night, huh?
I know, right? That's what I said. I was like,
on a Tuesday.
You know, I was like, all right, you go get it. You get your party.
Okay.
They were like screaming, yelling. They were all singing together on the balcony, singing
what
that.
What were they singing?
They were singing that song. Oh my God, what is it? When it was a Tuesday morning and a halo and
Sugar
a
Ray?
Halo. Yeah.
Every morning there's a halo. Okay, so
like
you had
super loud, and then it sounds like they were moving furniture around for some game or something, and we're in bed like trying to fall asleep, and it's just, it's not like a little bit, it was loud.
Like how could, like,
and
describe,
you hear people
describe.
Banging. You hear people banging, like, to tell them to shut up.
Right.
Somebody opened their window and yelled, shut the F up.
Yeah.
Like, and I called security, like, 5 or 6 times.
Yeah.
The police showed up.
Yeah.
That encouraged them to get even louder.
Okay.
My balcony right now is covered in toilet paper.
Just say terrace. Don't say balcony, because I don't like the way you
say
it.
Did I say lanai?
No. Mm. So at what point did you discover the tampon?
When I was leaving for work this morning, I opened the door and there it was. So I immediately went and woke Matthew up.
Of course you did.
Matthew, this is a thing on our doorstep.
He's since texted me saying that he hasn't had time to disinfect. So I'm to walk over that piece of wood.
Right. Right.
Question. Do the people who live or who are now leasing the unit above you in your condo, do they know who you are and what you do for a living?
Nope.
No.
They don't know. So they just like legit hate you guys.
How did you know it was them that did it?
So security has video footage of them getting onto the elevator on their floor, getting off the elevator at my floor, and I live 2 steps from the elevator, walking in my direction 2 steps, getting back on the elevator and going down to ground.
Oh, but there's no proof of them actually dropping the tampon in front of your door.
Well, they were, no, there is not, but.
Like, what if they just got off on 3 and then walked down the hall and went, oh God, there's a, and then just turned around and got back on the elevator?
Yeah, I find that hard to believe.
Oh, okay.
And then when they went down to the lobby, somehow they ended up shattering the front doors.
That sounds like a hell of a party. Like, I'm kind of sorry I missed it.
So what are the next steps?
Well, apparently the police said that we have, like, a case.
Yes. Okay.
And you know how all those police, you know how all those investigations have, like, real cool names? Operation Roadrunner. You know, Operation, you know.
Stingray.
Stingray, right? I wonder what they would call this. God, it would have to have a great name. I'd have to give a great name. Anyway, so what is your next step? Are you going to involve the police?
Oh, they're going to. I've been writing with the property manager. They're going to be charged.
Charged?
A cleanup fee.
Charged?
$75 cleanup fee.
$75.
Wow. Well, I'm glad justice has been served, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I came to the sad realization that while watching the video of that rat taking a shower, that rat washes. Okay, if you haven't seen the video, I don't know how else to describe it, but there's a rat in what looks like a sink, and he's all lathered up, and he's standing on his back 2 legs, and he's washing himself. He's showering. He's washing under his armpits. He's scrubbing his butt, washing his chest, washing his hair.
Everything.
Like, he's taking a shower like a person takes a shower. Like, he's just washing all his things.
Like
right?
a professional.
Like a professional.
Like it's not his first time showering. This guy showers every day.
Every day. And then I realized that the little rat may have washed more parts in the shower than I actually washed when I'm in the shower.
Yeah.
Like I noted, like a rat showers better than I do.
That rat was scrubbing.
Scrubbing.
He's like, probably in his head, he's like, I don't want to be a dirty ass rat.
Right.
Running around in these streets. These streets are dirty.
So we've gone over this before, the things that I just don't wash in the shower. I've never in my life washed my knees.
Never.
Never. I've never washed. I've never scrubbed my knees.
Uh-huh.
No, I've never washed my knees.
What about your elbows?
I've never scrubbed my elbows.
What about
behind
your ears?
If the water gets it. The water gets it. All right.
You don't take your fingers and you like scrub behind your ears?
No, the water gets it. And when I'm watching this little rat take a shower, I realize I don't know when the last time I just lathered up and washed my chest. Like, do you wash your chest?
Bleh. I wash everything head to toe.
Really?
Including my toes.
Including your toes.
Yeah. No. I will take the soap,
right?
Or if I'm using body wash on a little puff thing. And I will
use a puff?
Yeah, man.
No.
Yeah. And I will do, I start off with chest.
Yeah.
And then I get my arms front and back.
Yeah.
And then I get the underarms, right?
Yeah.
Both sides. And then I go down and I do.
Undercarriage.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I do legs.
You do. You wash. Like you scrub your thighs. Yeah. Like you're.
Bro,
really?
I put the foot up on the ledge and everything. And
that's
I get my
so
legs.
Wild to
I get
me.
My the back. I get my butt.
Yeah.
I get my shins, my calf. And then I get down to my feet. I do the tops of my feet. And then I scrub the bottom of my feet and my heel.
The last time I think I probably washed my chest was maybe a time when I blew my nose in the shower and a booger got caught in my chest hair.
Ugh.
And then I had to scrub that out. But other
so
than
you really
that,
didn't clean your chest, you clean a little spot of your chest.
Yeah, I plucked a booger out of my chest. Was me washing my chest in the shower.
I literally only clean my hair and this parts of my arms.
Your forearms?
Just both forearms.
Like a doctor.
And, the hair, and that's it.
Yeah. Like you scrub in like a doctor. Like yeah. You, yeah
no,
arms
I do
up
everything,
in the air.
Man. Every even behind my ears.
Yeah. But why do you, I don't everything. Understand why I would need to clean my legs.
No, my like legs aren't dirty. No, but you work out though too. Like you're on a bike. Like you do the spin class.
Yeah,
stuff.
But the water
like
rinses. I only literally clean with cleaning products.
No,
hair
I'm,
and arms.
You know what? I'm just like that rat.
Really? I don't even
I scrub
wash
everything.
My, I wash my hair. I think what do? I wash my armpits and my butt.
Yeah.
That's it.
You don't do your hair? You like
water
vacuum your hair. Shampoo your hair?
Nah, every once a month I'll shampoo my hair, I think.
But you put product in your hair every single day.
Yeah, and the water takes it out. Water.
And that just product just sits in the in your hair and sits on your scalp.
Shower, but... You just get in the shower, you water it out. Every now and then I'll throw a little conditioner in there if it gets, if it gets a little funky.
While the water's just rushing down on your head?
Do I daydream while water's
like
rushing down on my head?
Like you lean forward and just sort of start daydreaming?
No, because showers are a very uncomfortable thing for me because I'm so tall.
Right.
It's
yeah,
just,
but you're not in a bath. You're standing up in a shower.
No, but even still, at my house, I can shower because when I redid the bathroom, all the shower heads in my house are like right up touching the ceiling.
Like elephant faucets.
Right? Because otherwise, like when I have to take a shower, like if I'm rinsing from behind, it's like limbo. Like I'm bent all the way back, right? You know what I mean? Like it's very difficult. It's not, and it's not attractive. Like there have been times when Catherine, you know, I've thought about maybe it'd be kind of sexy to take a shower together. It's not sexy. It's gross.
Yeah, she probably walks in and was like, nope.
Yeah, like, nope. Like,
turns right around.
Right. She's like a big wet spider, right? And what woman wants to see that in a shower?
Yeah, gross.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So there's a Chinese math question.
Okay.
That is just freaking people out. Come on in here, Maury. So this was a question that was asked to a grade 5 class in China.
Oh, God, math?
And before you say, you know, was anything lost in translation? No, nothing was lost in translation. What I'm going to read to you is exactly the way that this word problem was given to the grade 5 children. If you would like to get a pen, Maury,
are we
here
allowed?
You go. Yeah, you can get a pen.
Okay.
Here.
There you go. All right, you might need two pens. You never know. Okay.
So what do we start with?
Okay, so Maury.
Chinese math question.
Chinese math question for grade 5 students.
Grade 5.
Everybody ready? Mocha, you ready?
Five.
Maury, you ready?
Yeah.
If a ship had 26 sheep.
26 sheep.
Yeah.
And 10 goats on board.
Okay.
How old is the ship's captain?
What?
Excuse me?
If a ship had 26 sheep and 10 goats on board, how old is the ship's captain?
Say it again.
Okay. If a ship had 26 sheep and 10 goats on board, how old is the ship's captain?
36.
Why would you say 36?
Because I added up the amount of sheep and goats.
But why would that give you somebody's age?
I just wanted to see if that was right.
Okay. If a ship had 26 sheep...
Yes.
And 10 goats.
Yes.
How old is the ship's captain?
Correct. You have not got anything wrong so far. That is exactly.
How old is the ship's captain?
Yeah.
Okay, so I took the H from ship.
Yeah.
The E from sheep.
Yeah.
The I from ship.
Yeah.
And the S from goats. And I have he is.
Okay.
So he is what?
Okay, so that's where I'm at so far.
Okay, I'm gonna make this even more confusing.
Add the H to the I.
Yeah. Okay. Add H. What is H plus I, Maury? Okay, you're going down the wrong path here. So I'm going to make this. Right. I'm going to try and clear this up, but yet at the same time make it far more confusing.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
Is it math or is it riddle?
So the school board said that this test question cannot be solved with math, but officials say that's not the point.
So I was in the right direction.
So again, the question is,
okay,
if a ship has 26 sheep and 10 goats on board, how old is the ship's captain?
If
and again, this is for fifth graders.
Has.
Yeah. And it is.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
In order to
on board
get the captain's age.
Yes.
Do I need to look at each individual word and the answer is within the words that are in this riddle?
No.
Okay.
Can I read it backwards? Will that give me the answer?
You can try, Maury. Go right ahead.
Stog, net, den, benab.
Is it helping so far?
No.
Then it probably won't.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you? You want me to give you the answer?
No.
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 Okay.
Again, this was a test for grade 5 students in China, and it was translated into English, and the translation is bang on, so it is not something that is lost in translation. And the problem is, if a ship had 26 sheep and 10 goats on board, how old is the ship's captain? And they also said that this puzzle, this question, cannot be solved by math, but that's not the point.
So one more time, say it again.
Question.
Yes.
Does it have to do with religion?
No.
Oh.
Nothing. One more time, Maury?
Yeah.
The question one more time.
Yes.
I thought you wrote it down.
But I want to hear it from your mouth.
Okay. If a ship had 26 sheep and 10 goats on board, how old is the ship's captain?
Interesting.
Interesting, yes.
It doesn't matter. Interesting. Because why would she?
It's a self-driving boat.
No, it's not, Maury. So here's the thing, okay? There's insufficient data to figure out how old the ship's captain is.
Right.
Okay? It's insufficient data. You only know how many goats are on board.
And sheep.
And sheep. That's the only thing you know.
Yeah.
So how else can you maybe try and figure out how old a ship's captain is?
You ask him.
Right? Well, you can't ask him because he's not there. What are some other ways? They're trying to get people to think of a different way to figure out the answer to a problem. Where it's insufficient data, right? So how else could you possibly figure it out? You want me to give you the answer?
Yes.
Okay. In China, the minimum age for getting a boat license is 23. And somebody, before they can drive a cargo ship, needs to have that license for 5 years. So the ship's captain is at least 28. That is the acceptable answer.
Oh, come on, man.
So at least 28 is the correct answer.
I liked where we were going
with
this.
So you have to know all the rules and regulations of what it takes to become a captain and then a cargo ship captain
in China? But here's the thing. You don't have to know that. That's what you then have to figure out.
But you didn't
even... Okay, the cargo, the ship and sheep have nothing to do with the answer.
Right.
You have no data on how old the cargo ship captain is.
So your job is to figure out how old somebody has to be in order to become a captain. And then how long after you become a captain.
Yes.
You are allowed to be the captain of a cargo ship.
Correct.
So this could have easily have been 10 cars and 2 bikes.
Could have been, Maury.
Hi, Kiss 92.5. It's Ron Zamoka. Who's this?
Oh, my God. We got you guys. Oh, my God. This is Reem and the girls. My daughters love you. And we're calling, honestly, just to know the answer of the Chinese question that Ross told you guys. And I had to drop the girls off to school, so we didn't know the answer.
They were forcing kids to sort of think outside the box to answer the things that they don't know just based on the information given. And what they had said was that you need to research to find the answer, and you can't get a boat license in China until you're 23, and you're not allowed to drive a ship unless you have 5 years experience. Therefore, the answer would be at least 28 years old.
Oh my God. For grade 5, I don't know if they will know all this information, but I mean, yeah, wow. Why not? Anyways, we love you guys. My daughters love you. We always listen to you every morning.
Aw, thank you, Reem.
And we love Maury a lot. Mm-hmm. And
but here's the thing, Reem. How many people are in the car? You and how many people?
My two daughters. Okay. We're all three, yeah.
All right, so one by one, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite? Reem, you go.
I love Roz.
Yeah.
What do you like, Juju? Who do you like?
Roz.
And what about you, Zainab?
The funny guy.
The funny guy with Mocha.
The funny guy.
All right, Roz, you win this round.
That's a sweep for me.
Well, Reem, thank you
hold
so
on, pause. Maury thinks that he's the funny guy, that when somebody says the funny guy, they're talking about Maury.
I don't think so, Maury.
Can we just get clarification on that? You meant Mocha, right?
You meant Mocha or Maury, Zainab?
I don't know.
She's like, man, I don't even care. Just take me to school.
Right. Stupid grown-ups. I know. Stupid grown-ups.
Reem, we love you. Thank you so much.
We love you too, guys.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah. Bye. The Roz and
Mocha Show. Podcast. Good morning. This is the Roz and Mocha Show. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Anna and my girls, Tessa, Talia, and Alyssa.
Yay.
Hey, what's up, everybody? How are you, ladies?
We are great. On our way to school.
Oh, nice. What school do you guys go to?
St. Marguerite Bourgeois.
St. Marguerite where?
Bourgeois in Brampton.
Oh, okay.
Bourgeois. What does bourgeois mean? Isn't that like a... Isn't that what Christian Grey had?
Oh!
What's that?
A boudoir?
Oh, a boudoir! No. Oh, my mistake. Okay.
Completely different, bro.
Oh, okay.
Right. It's a friend. Okay.
All right.
So how old is everybody in the car?
How old?
Tessa's 10. Talia is 8.
And Alyssa is 4.
Oh, nice.
And we're not going to say what mommy is.
Oh.
Mommy is...
Should we guess?
Okay, yeah, let's guess. Let's play the guessing game with Anna.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you want? Oh, now you want to answer.
No, Alyssa answered for me.
Oh, how old's your mom, Alyssa?
42.
That's the perfect age, 42.
So there are 4 people in the car.
Yes.
We're going to ask a question to each and every single one of you. Have to yell out an answer individually, okay?
Okay.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite? Let's start with Anna.
I'm going to say Mocha.
Oh.
Next.
I'm sorry.
Mocha!
Oh.
That's 2 from me. Aww. Next.
Roz!
Yay.
Oh, okay. Roz gets 1. And finally.
Alyssa, what do you say? Roz or Mocha? I think she says Roz.
Oh, well, we can't end on a tie.
Jeez, we've never had a tie before.
Okay.
Oh, wow. There's only 4 people.
I've never got 2 votes in any contest.
Okay, here. Anna, where exactly are you right now?
We just parked at the school.
Is there anybody in the vicinity of where you are?
No.
Oh.
No.
So we win $500?
Who said that?
Talia.
No, you don't win $500. What would you do with $500?
What would you do? My bank account so then I can save it up for college.
College?
Oh. That's a good answer, Talia.
Saving for college for? What are you doing to these kids making them save for college?
Daddy says.
Oh.
Oh, hang on a second. Does Daddy listen to the Roz and Mocha Show?
Daddy, actually.
Daddy doesn't like it.
No.
Oh, Daddy doesn't like kids and their honesty, eh? Hey, Anna, what's your husband's name?
His name is Anthony.
Anthony. What's Anthony's phone number?
Okay, sure, because he knows you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
647.
647.
2.
Okay, stay on the line, but don't say anything, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Anthony, it's Roz and Mocha from Kiss 92.5. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Both of you guys.
No. You got to pick one, bro. Only one.
I can't pick one.
You have to, though.
Okay, Mocha, because I've known him longer.
Oh, hey!
Okay. Hi, Daddy.
What? Oh, my family's on the phone.
Yeah, and your kid also said you don't like us.
What? No.
Talia snitched on you, Anthony. Talia said that you don't like the Roz and Mocha Show.
I didn't say that. Okay. The show is great. It's not my particular brand of music. Okay,
Anthony, so what happened was your family called up, and they are lovely, and you have wonderful children, and what sounds to me like a beautiful wife.
Thank you.
And we had said, who's your favorite, Roz or Mocha? But it was split down the middle. It was two and two in the car, and we can never leave these conversations as a tie. A tie has never happened, so you needed to be the tiebreaker.
Understandable.
Yeah, and I fully regret calling you now because...
Roz, I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
I'm sorry, man.
Thanks, bro.
Hey, Anthony, you know what I find funny is the fact that we called you, we started talking to you right away, and you didn't even question how we got your number.
Well, I figured, you know, you guys have your hidden secrets, so...
Yeah.
Hey, Anthony, Anna, and girls in the car, thank you very much for listening. We appreciate it so much.
Thanks a lot, and have a great day, guys.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
The Super Blood Blue Moon.
Super Blue Blood Moon.
Super Blue Blood Moon.
I'm watching the live feed on NASA's YouTube channel right now.
Oh, yeah?
It is trippy, man.
Because right now, they said, Emor, is the time that you can see it? Yeah.
Yeah, the total lunar eclipse started at 5:30 this morning.
Okay.
So I'm watching this video right now as the moon is slowly... moving into the Earth's shadow. And once that happens, you're supposed to... I mean, on the West Coast,
yeah,
they'll be able to see it. East Coast, we won't. Unless you get to like a super, super high point where there's like zero city lights around.
Yeah.
But on the West Coast, they'll be able to see when it turns to like this reddish, kind of orange,
that's cool.
Instagram filter-like color.
I dig it.
But yeah, this is crazy, man. So Dan Mamori hit the streets before walking in here this morning.
Oh, yeah?
To talk to people.
Did you see it or no? No.
No. I was driving in this morning. It's like 4:20 this morning.
Yeah.
And I could see the moon.
But just there's no
it
action.
It just looked a lot brighter than normal. It was a clear sky. Yeah. Just a hell of a lot brighter. There was nothing like odd or different.
All right.
But they are saying that... the nerds are saying at over there at NASA that we'll be able to see what the West Coast is seeing in January of 2019. So we got a full year,
man.
But David Mori talking to folks this morning about the moon.
Did you see the super blood moon today? The super blood moon, the really really awesome super blood moon. Did you see it?
Okay, oui.
Yeah, it's up right now. What do you think of it?
Je sais pas. No, see.
Dude, how are you?
Good.
Awesome. I don't know if you could see it from here, but that is it's the super blood super moon.
Oh, nice.
What are your thoughts on that?
I don't have any, really.
Does it move you? What does it do to you spiritually?
Nothing, really. Maybe it makes me tired because I'm sleepy.
Do you want to howl at it together?
Not really.
What are your thoughts on this blood super moon?
It's actually pretty cool. I haven't seen it yet.
It's right there.
Okay. No, it's nice. Yeah, it's different.
Hi, what's your name?
Carol.
Carol, check out the super blood super moon.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I have a telescope, and I looked at it last night, and it's like, it was red, and you could see all the craters and everything. It was cool.
What does it do to you spiritually?
It makes you feel good. It's like almost mindfulness feeling. It makes me calm.
Do you want to howl at the... Can we howl at the moon together?
I don't know how to howl.
So you just go, ooh, 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 but like an animal. Like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Like, ready? One, two, three.
Ow!
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
What's going on? Like happy this. Monday, by the way.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you be happy today?
I don't know. It's Monday.
So what?
We haven't come around. Mondays haven't, like... It hasn't changed. People still hate Monday.
Well,
it's not like collectively we've all decided that Mondays are now cool.
No, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of Monday, but you make the best of it.
Well, you make the best of every day.
Sure, but especially Mondays.
Well, no, I don't think you need to make the best of Monday. Monday's terrible. You start making the best of things on Tuesday.
No, because then you can't go through an entire Monday and just be miserable all day.
Why not?
Because that's just, it's not good for anybody.
Please, the idea of being happy all the time is so... It's an unachievable dream. It's an unachievable goal.
Why?
Oh, please.
Well, you gotta be a negative Nelly over there.
I'm not a negative Nelly.
You
I'm
are,
far
though.
From a negative Nelly. No, the idea that
I like being happy.
That we all need to be happy is ridiculous.
I'm not saying you need to be.
No. It's ridiculous.
I love being happy, though.
Don't get me wrong. I enjoy being happy, but on most days, I strive for contentment. I don't need to be happy.
You're the
like
sad
I don't. I don't.
Emotion from inside out. You're the little blue emotion from inside out.
No, I'm not. I'm just
ooh,
I'm
sadness.
I'm a realistic human being. I don't strive. I don't need to be happy all
you
the time. I need to be content. I need
sure,
to.
I'm not saying to
sort of maybe feel
happy,
fulfilled.
But just try it.
You are aware that there are people out there that are always happy.
I don't trust any one of them.
I'm always happy.
First of all, I don't believe anybody says they're always happy. I don't.
What,
I don't
think they go home and cry?
No, I don't think I don't think they're sad. Like, this is the thing, is that I'm not saying that I think that you're lying and you're putting up a front and then you go home and you're miserable and you draw
sure.
pictures with only black crayons.
Right? That is very specific,
like,
sir.
I don't think you're doing I don't
it
think you're doing
like,
that.
That sounds to me like a cry for help.
Right.
Like when you leave here and you go back home, you bust out all the black crayons.
Yeah, like I don't think you're doing
and you're like, which shade should I start with today?
I don't think you're doing that. But I just think general contentment is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But the idea that you just somehow have to be happy all the time, I think is one, very unrealistic, and two, unachievable. And then that's when people realize that, hey, I'm not happy, so therefore I'm miserable. And no, that's not. It's not. You're not miserable. You're just normal.
Do you ever talk to yourself and just go, today's going to be good. Today's going to be good.
No, because most days are fine. most days are fine.
Fine?
Sure.
But not happy.
Well, I do. But what am I supposed to... You work all day.
Yeah.
Right? You have responsibilities.
We're fortunate enough that we have jobs that we actually like.
No. Don't get me wrong. The worst part of my day here is I laugh. That's as bad as my day gets.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
So there you go. Happy.
Okay. No. But no. There's a difference. There's a difference between actually being happy and having a good time while you're doing a radio show. But I'm just saying that when you have a life where you got to work for a living, uh-huh. I would be much happier not working.
Oh, agreed.
Okay.
Agreed.
Okay.
Much happier.
Yeah, so let's establish that.
At this point in my life, actually my entire life,
yeah.
I've always been happy.
So if you won the lottery, you'd be happy?
No, not necessarily.
Not even that would make you happy?
No, it's not about money.
No, but if you won $200 million, you can then go sit with a cider on a dock.
Well, yeah, but if he wanted to right yeah, now, he could still go.
I could still go
with a cider on a dock. That is not something that is
yeah,
unachievable.
Yeah, like my happiness is not what your happiness,
a
Maury.
Cider on a dock.
You think that you would be a happy person if you were able to look in your bank account and see $250,000, right?
Oh,
you,
absolutely.
Right. You think that that is the key to happiness.
I would be happy if I can go and buy lunch and not worry that tomorrow I can't have lunch.
Right. Right. But I'm just saying maybe happiness maybe shouldn't be the goal is all I'm saying because it's unachievable all the time. Anyway, happy Monday, everybody.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Before the weekend... We were all in here, and DJ Climax was in doing the mix, and we were all just sort of...
Partying, having a good time.
Yeah, but we were talking about just like what's up for the weekend, and Maury had mentioned what he was doing on the weekend.
Which I totally forgot.
And Mocha and I immediately sent out a warning to him. Like a harsh warning. Just please don't do that. It's not going to work out the way that you think it's going to work out.
I don't even remember.
And Maury was like, screw you guys. You don't know. And we were like, no, man, you got to listen to us. We've been there. Don't do that thing. It's not going to work out the way you think it's going to work out. And it's a horrible mistake all around. And Maury did it anyway. Which was Maury decided to go to Costco on Saturday afternoon.
Oh, right! Oh, yeah. If anybody knows Costco, on a Saturday or a Sunday, you stay away.
Just stay away.
Go on a Monday afternoon.
Yeah. And because I can understand if you had some like serious Costco business to take care of. But the specific reason Maury and his husband Matthew were going to Costco was because why?
We wanted to pick up some eggs.
And how many eggs?
It was 24.
And why did you want to pick up the 24 eggs?
Because 24 eggs is cheaper than one dozen eggs at a grocery store.
How much cheaper?
$2.
Thank you. Okay.
And that's, just for eggs, that's it.
This is my first time ever at Costco.
That's not how you use Costco.
Mind you, Maury and Matthew live in a condo in downtown Toronto.
Yeah.
So they don't have the space to hold, you know, a big pack of paper towels or a big pack of toilet paper, for example.
No.
We're also two guys. We don't need a big pack of toilet paper.
What is that supposed to mean?
I have no idea.
Well, we're not
means.
A family of five. Like, we, you know what I mean? Like, when you buy you like a normal package of toilet paper, when you're finished, you go buy another package of toilet paper.
Okay.
We don't need to, like, stock up like it's the end of the world.
So what did you wind up getting? You got your 24 eggs, $2
off. We got 24 eggs, $2 off. We got blueberries.
Do you not think about your time? Like, what is your time
worth? We thought,
worth?
How and bad can it be?
And?
We argued the minute we walked in the door.
Of course you did.
Because the parking lot, it's just mayhem. When you walk in, it's mayhem. Getting through the aisles, it's mayhem.
Oh, to get a parking spot was ridiculous.
And then just to find a line.
Yeah.
Oh, and the
to
other
get
thing?
Into, and you have to wait in.
There's so many sample desks everywhere at Costco, but it's as if nobody's ever eaten before. They line up for these samples.
Yes.
They were doing one chip with a little bit of hummus on it.
Yeah.
People were lining up for that hummus.
Yes. It's like when you would watch the news sometimes and the refugee rice truck shows up and they're just like hurling bags of rice out of the back to people who have never eaten, you know, where it means so much to them. Like it's just, but that's what Costco's like.
Yeah.
Like these people show up like they've never eaten before. Like they've been waiting months for the UN to show up to give their family some food, for God's sake.
I love Costco, and we've like you. Our membership has paid for itself. I can't even tell you the amount of times.
Yeah,
but going through the experience of hitting up Costco on a weekend, we vowed to never, unless we really, really needed to.
Yeah,
it's always midday during the week, but sometimes that's even a gamble because you never know.
Yeah,
and at times we've showed up middle of the week on a Wednesday at like 12:30 in the afternoon, and it's packed.
Yeah. Do they still treat you like a criminal when you're leaving? Do they not believe that you paid for everything?
They
had
to look through my card and in the bags and everything and check everything off on a sheet.
I don't like that. I don't like no other store does that.
Where they check your receipt?
Yeah, no other store you go into where you buy stuff and then you got to have somebody go through your bag on the way out. No other store does that.
When we left, Matthew's like, okay, well, never again.
Yeah, $2 though, right?
He'd save
and
that
how
two
are
bucks.
The eggs? Delicious?
We're like, we'll save those eggs for another day.
Now you're not even eating the eggs.
Because
now they're special.
Because
now they're special eggs.
Collector's items.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
I want to talk to you about Quincy Jones.
Quincy, oh yes.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Grammy Award winning record producer. He famously produced Michael Jackson's first three albums.
Yeah.
He's 84 years old, divorced three times, and he's still got love on the brain, man.
Oh, really?
Maybe not love, companionship.
Okay.
In an interview with GQ magazine, 84-year-old Quincy Jones said that he doesn't want to be in a committed relationship and admits to having 22 girlfriends around the world and that they all know about each other.
Oh, stop it.
He said, yeah, I don't lie. And it's amazing. Women get it, man. Don't you ever forget. They're 13 years smarter than we are. Don't you ever forget it.
Wow.
He's a busy guy. He travels the world and he's never in the same place for a long period of time. So he says, this is directly from Quincy Jones's mouth. I got girlfriends everywhere. Cape Town, Cairo, Stockholm, she's coming in next week. Brazil, Sao Paulo, and Rio. Shanghai, got a great girl from over there. Man, Cairo, woo!
Wow.
Yeah, that's in the article. Woo!
Wow.
W-H-E-W, woo!
I thought you were going to talk about the part where he trashed Taylor Swift, but this is far more interesting. Far more interesting.
And as far as the age range for his 22 girlfriends around the world.
Oh, this is the important part here. First of all, how old is Quincy Jones again?
84 years old.
84. Yeah.
His women, his girlfriends.
Yeah.
Age range, 28 to 42 years old.
Stop it.
Which are limitations given to him by his daughters, Kiadra and Rashida Jones. So his daughter said, sure, you can have 22 girlfriends around the world, but they have to be between the ages of 28 and 42.
So not older than 42
not
or
not
older than 40. Or just not younger than 28?
Maybe there was like a give and take.
Maybe there was. Yeah, there had to, that seems to me like that's a negotiated number.
Yeah.
That is so wild.
I did hear and I did read about the Taylor Swift stuff.
Sure, yeah.
But this was like way more.
And the interesting thing is that he says that they all know about each other.
Yeah.
Like when you say they know about each other, like a lot of people like will say
they know, like maybe the girl in Shanghai knows that he also has a thing in Brazil.
Right.
And the girl in Brazil knows that next week he's going to go to Cairo and probably spend time with his girl out there.
Right. Man, when I get off a plane, I am so exhausted. I couldn't imagine how exhausted I would be getting off a plane in my 80s, let alone having to entertain a 28-year-old when I'm 80.
Imagine. Quincy, let's do shots. I got the Patron on ice.
Like,
let's do shots.
Are you kidding me? I just want to put a pair of clean socks on and have a nap, bro.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So you know how Dammit Maury likes to call you
and
record the conversations, Roz?
Yeah.
So yesterday, Dammit Maury knew I was in a rush to get out of here.
Right.
And where the radio station is in our building, we're up on the second floor.
Yeah.
And to get down to the parking garage, you got to take the stairs. So I'm rushing to get out of here, running down the stairs, right?
Right.
And Dammit Maury's following me like a maniac. He's like, oh, I'll go down the stairs with you. I'll go down the stairs with you. And the only reason why I found out after was he wanted to follow me. And he was having this stupid conversation that I was just like trying to have this conversation that I was just not interested in whatsoever.
Sure.
And the reason why was because he wanted to record it to get
right.
my reaction.
Okay.
So the weather yesterday when we left the office here at 10 a.m. when the show wrapped up, the weather was
terrible.
Atrocious outside.
Yeah.
There was just snow everywhere. Traffic was backed up. It was just a mess in downtown Toronto. So the reason why Dammit Maury wanted to follow me in the parking garage was to ask about making snow angels together.
Yeah. Are you in a hurry or?
Yeah, why?
Oh, I thought we could do snow angels.
Excuse me?
I thought we could do snow angels.
Where?
Like just outside the parking lot.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you 6 years old?
I thought it would be funny to do snow angels for like pictures or whatever.
Pictures
of us doing snow angels.
You're a 40-year-old man, Maury.
And you've never done snow angels.
No.
So is that a no?
No.
Is it because you don't know how?
Yeah, Maury, I don't know how to make a snow angel.
I'm only gonna ask one more time. Do you want to do snow angels?
And for the rest of the walk to the car, to the parking garage, I did not say a single word to Dammit Maury at all.
My favorite part is your first reaction to Maury's ridiculous question is exactly Matthew's reaction every time Maury asks something. Play the beginning back.
Are you in a hurry or?
Yeah, why?
Oh, I thought we could do snow angels.
Excuse me?
I thought we could...
Oh. That's Matthew's reaction. Excuse me? That's Matthew's reaction.
I didn't even notice that I had said that.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Excuse me?
Every time Maury asks Matthew something, that is Matthew's reaction to every single thing Maury does. Excuse me? It's just you can't help yourself.
Needless to say, we did not go outside and make snow angels.
Is it
together.
Because you don't know how?
Shut up, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
So the story of the two cops who ate weed edibles that they seized from a raid and then
goes
they had to call for help.
Goes against protocol, by the way.
And I think one of them, they found up a tree.
What? No, they didn't.
I think so. I think that that's the story.
We climbed a tree.
I'm pretty sure. Unless I read that wrong.
One of the cops climbed a tree after having edibles.
So two officers ate marijuana edibles that were seized during a dispensary raid on Saturday night. Isn't this how we always think that it goes, like in the movies? You know what I mean? Like the cops make the bust, then they get back into the car and they're like, well, why not?
Sure. They're not gonna miss two little pieces.
Yeah, you know, in the evidence closet. Hey, why don't you save a little bit from the evidence locker?
And then they go on like this wild, crazy adventure, turns into a comedy.
Yeah, so they were not in uniform, the two officers, when they allegedly consumed weed edibles.
Yeah.
But were on duty, the source says. They learned one of the officers, Constable Vittorio Dominelli. He and the other officer allegedly consumed the marijuana at 13th Division, located near Allen Road in Eglinton. Where's Allen in Eglinton? Oh, up there. Yeah, yeah. I gotcha. Yeah.
That's not far from Yorkdale Mall.
So instead of just getting like a cool mellow buzz, I guess they started hallucinating.
What kind of edibles are these?
I don't know. With one of them eventually putting out a distress call for help. And then one of the responding officers slipped on the ice and had to be treated for a head injury.
Oh, no! This is straight up a comedy, dude.
Right? And Maury, can you please look and just research right now to make sure one of them, they found up a tree and that I'm not making that up. Like, I think he went full cat. I think they found one of them up a
Question.
Tree.
Yeah. So when these cops that had the edibles
yeah.
and started hallucinating,
yeah,
when all of this went down, were they at like the police station? Or this happened outside of the police station? Did it happen at home at one of their places? Did it happen in somebody's car?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
What's true?
One of the officers was allegedly found up a tree.
Right. I mean, don't get me, like all the hallucinogenic stuff really, really freaks me out. Like, it really does. And I don't wish that on anybody. But like when you eat something where you think you're just going to get a little buzz and then you wind up hallucinating, like that's the stuff they warned you about.
Turn into Officer Kitty,
right? Yeah, yeah. Like Officer Kitty was found up.
Man, I hope that's his nick. I know they didn't get fired or anything, but I hope that is his nickname for the rest of eternity.
Yeah,
Officer Kitty.
Yeah, he ended up in a tree. It was actually three police officers that were taken to the hospital. Yeah, because the one guy fell on the sidewalk. So anyway, listen, I don't mean to laugh because I don't know. Maybe I do mean to laugh because it's hysterical. And why are cops eating edibles while they're on duty? There's a lot going on with this story.
Totally.
But this is what you see in the movies, right?
In comedies, for
in
sure.
In comedies. Like, this is like,
please, somebody take this story, sell it to Netflix, get that money. Turn it into a Netflix Netflix movie, please. Yeah.
Where what? They're just always eating edibles? Like these, just like, I don't know how you turn that into a movie. Unless it's 2 hours of a guy in a tree hallucinating. Man, I need to know what he think he saw to wind up of a tree. I really do. I've never hallucinated. I've never taken shrooms. I've never taken acid. Yeah. I've never taken anything. What do you hallucinate about? That's what I want to know. What could he possibly be up a tree chasing?
Maybe he really thought he turned into a cat and he was chasing a squirrel.
Maybe he did.
I can tell you about the one time I did shrooms.
Oh. What, did you hallucinate?
Yeah, I felt like I was sinking into the ground and I couldn't move. So I was just lying on the ground going, I'm sinking, I'm sinking. Right. And there was a poster, I'll never forget, there was a poster of the movie Idle Hands on the wall at the person's house I was at. And I thought that the guy in the movie poster was coming after me.
So wait a second, are you telling me that you did shrooms, got super high, and then lied down on the ground?
Yes.
War stories, huh?
Roz and Mocha Q&A.
This is a podcast exclusive. Every single week, we'll post an Ask Roz and Mocha on Instagram. And every single week, we get a ton of questions from you. So we're going to go through the latest round of questions, and we'll even talk to somebody who posed a question.
A lot of kids stuff this week. I like that.
At Kiss925 on IG, by the way.
Let's go to the person on the phone first.
Yeah?
We'll start with Valerie, right. I think her name is.
Hi, Valerie.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Doing great. How long, just out of curiosity, how long have you been listening to the Roz and Mocha Show?
Oh my gosh, like 5 years.
What's your question, Valerie?
So, I have a 3-year-old, and when I was pregnant, I had all these crazy expectations and all these rules that we were going to follow for raising him, and I was going to be, you know, parent of the year, and it was going to be great. And one of the things that I really wanted to have in our household was, when it came to potty training, keeping the potty in the bathroom and not for any circumstance having it be in the common areas.
Mm-hmm.
So now that we're really in the middle of potty training and he's doing really well, he'll take the potty and go wherever he wants. So now my husband and I are like, whatever, he's going, who cares?
Mm-hmm. At least he's learning how to use the potty though, right?
Oh, that's, yeah, that's no, but he knows, like, he'll take it and he'll go under the kitchen table and he'll pee there. And then when we had the Christmas tree up, he'd hit behind the tree and would do it there. But so my question to you guys is, Roz, what were some of the crazy ideas or rules that you had for Roxy when she was growing up that you just kind of said, forget it, and threw it out the window? And Mocha, what are some things that you have as expectations for your household that you know for sure you'll throw out when Cruz gets older?
Yeah. Let's go back to the potty thing, because that was a real, it's a fascinating conversation. And you think before you have a kid, you never think that you would ever get to a place in life where you could sit and watch a show, and like not just a show, but like watch Food Network while another human being sat on a potty right in front of the couch taking a huge dump. You know what I mean? And then casually, when they're finished, you just take that potty and go and slide a huge turd out of it into the toilet, wash that bowl, and then come back in and finish watching what you were watching. Like there's like nothing happened.
Sure.
Right.
But we
and then also saying, bend over and let me see your butt.
Yeah. And the way, and I don't know if you know this, Mocha, but because you're not at that point yet, but when kids need help wiping their butt, they will just stand. They don't sit on the toilet. They get up off the potty and they stand and they bend over and grab their ankles. Right. And like, but they will just keep watching television. So they're still bent over looking up at the television. And then you have to get up from where you are, go and get toilet paper, come back, clean their ace, and then go about life. But you just get so used to just having a turd around that it's shocking how fast you get used to that. Oh, and because we took the potty, we didn't even try the potty in the bathroom. Yeah. The potty was just right beside the couch the whole time because I wanted to just make sure that she was, you know, it felt encouraged and everything else. And you can't just get up and go to the bathroom, because the one thing is kids get very preoccupied with playing and with games and they don't fully know when something's coming. And if they have to go a great distance, they won't make it.
Right.
So we kept the potty to where she spends most of her time. And so she would just turd while we were watching a movie.
Yeah.
Right. And sometimes I'm really into the movie and I didn't realize there was a huge turd in there. And then I would look over and I'm like, God, I got to go empty a turd now. And then you just have to go and take care of it. And then you're washing the bowl and then it just goes right back in the living room.
Yep.
So what do
you
think?
If you put it in the kitchen or in the bathroom to clean up the living room with your vacuuming or whatever, they will find it and put it right back.
Oh yeah. Cause that's where the potty goes.
I am learning so much from both you, Valerie, and you, Roz, because our little guy, he's only 9 months, right?
You're not there
so
yet.
We're not even in that vicinity yet. And in my mind, when I think potty training, oh, easy. Keep the potty in the bathroom.
Yeah. Right.
And anytime he says, I need to go, we'll just stroll over to the bathroom and he can use the potty right then and there.
But he may be at an age of where he's not going to be able to articulate that really all the time. Like they're not, it's not like going to be talking to somebody who's grown. Like maybe once every 6 times they go to the bathroom, they tell you or they articulate it. They just learn the feeling first. And then when they learn that feeling, they just walk over. And I was going to say take their undies off, but Roxy was just always naked anyway. Hence why I've had pink eye 9 times in the past 5 years. So I'm curious to find out as to whether you're going to try and stick with the potty in the bathroom thing, or you're going to be having your lunch while Cruz is taking a huge dump beside
it's
you.
It's probably going to be that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess for me, Valerie, the one rule I guess my wife and I had talked about before Cruz was born was we're going to limit the amount of time the television is on when he's in the room.
Right.
Because we don't want him to get distracted or be paying attention to it too much. But that, like, I don't even know. Day one that we got home, TV was on.
Yeah, your kids started watching TV before most kids started watching TV.
Yeah. Yeah. You know why? Because it kept him quiet.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
I thought and you were going to say because he was watching his Uncle Roz on ET Canada.
It was because it kept him quiet. And it just, like, for that brief, like, 5 to 10 minutes, right? It was just like pure bliss because it was quiet in the house and he's watching The Wiggles and he's just captivated. And then that
and
five
it keeps
to
you sane.
10 minutes turn into 15 minutes into 20 minutes. And now we're kind of like at the 30-minute mark.
You can watch a whole show.
And well, it's a little bit of a problem now. Yeah. So we keep the television off. But if we turn on the TV and just have like Kiss 92.5 playing through the television, through the speakers, like if we're in the kitchen, and a song comes on or whatever, he'll whip his head right around to look at the TV to see what it is.
Right. Yeah. We tried that with the iPad, because a lot of kids are getting iPad use really, really young. And my only rule with the iPad was that the iPad can never be a problem.
Yeah.
And so Roxy had the iPad, and she was maybe about 4. And I told her, hey, no more iPad. And she started to bitch about it. And I took the iPad, I put it in a closet, and she got it 1.5 years later.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Now, is that because you forgot that it was in the closet?
No. I removed it from her life.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Completely removed it from her life. She got it back 1.5 years later. And now, even still, she's like, hey, can I use my iPad? And we're like, yes, you have 10 minutes. She looks at the clock. When 10 minutes is up, the iPad goes away.
So damn. She had to wait 1.5 years to finish that show?
Hey, Valerie, thank you very much for your question. And thank you for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Thanks so much for doing these podcasts, guys. They're awesome.
All right.
Have a good one.
Have a great day. Bye.
Here's another one from Julietta, another kid question. Kim Kardashian named her daughter Chicago. If you could be named after any city or country, which one would you choose?
Easy, Scarborough.
You'd name yourself Scarborough? Or a last name? That'd be a cool last name, I guess.
Sure. First name, Malvern. Malvern Scarborough. How about you?
We gave Roxy's middle name is Alabama.
Yeah.
But I always thought growing up, I always thought Malton sounded like a rich guy that I wouldn't get along with.
Sounds more like a liquid,
right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My friend Malton's coming over. Oh, God. Ooh. Everybody just rolls their eyes, right?
Not Malton.
No, with the rich dad. Maury?
Manhattan.
Is that a name, though? You would name yourself Manhattan? Like, your first name would be Man? And your last name would be Hattan?
That would be crazy. That would be good if your first name was Man and your last name was Hattan.
You can't go through life like this. You can't go through life like this.
Here we go.
Yeah.
What was by far the funniest moment on the Roz and Mocha Show over the years? This comes from Andrew Medeiros.
That's almost an impossible question to answer.
I will tell you what it was for me, at least, from what I remember. Damn it, Maury, trying to crack a watermelon in between his thighs.
Right.
This haunts me to this day, because if you Google image Maury Sherman, that's the picture.
That's the picture that comes up. Still. Is the time that you tried to crush a watermelon. Maybe you're right. I think that you just gave me my favorite moment of this show.
There you
show.
Go. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Let's see if we can do one more here. Hold on. Is Damn it, Maury a real person or just a character on the show? Neither.
Oh, here's a good one from Tacos Bios. If you were to describe each other's scents, good or bad, using the combination of at least one item from each of the 5 basic food groups,
oh my God.
What would they be?
What are the 5 basic food groups?
Meat, dairy, grains, vegetables.
How do you describe the smell of a grain? Okay, Maury, go and let Mocha smell you.
Okay.
We can try our best with the food groups.
Yeah.
But if you need to use other things to describe Maury's smell, feel free.
Okay.
Okay.
Come here.
Yeah, I think the neck or the back of the neck, maybe.
Underarm.
Underarm?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, underarm.
No.
Okay, both. Oh, he just smelled his underarm.
Come here. Let me smell the back of your neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, Maury smells the same every single day.
What's he
smells
like
a fart.
Like a fart? Yeah. Maury, come here. Let me see if you smell like a fart.
They wear the same fragrance.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, you smell like
a fart.
No, it's not a fart. It's almost like a dentist farted, right? Like
combination of the smells from the dental office.
Yeah, like you farted from your tooth.
No, like you smell. No, you smell like a dentist to me. Like you have that subtle sort of non-offensive, generic smelling perfume.
That's what it says on the bottle.
All right. So what we're going to do is next week post another question on Instagram at Kiss925, Ask Roz and Mocha. Feel free to ask any question you want, and we will try our best to answer on the next podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss925.
Kiss925.com
or on the Kiss925 app.